This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, November 11th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Before we get to the news this week, it is Veterans Day, and I want to mention a great organization in the franchise space, VetFran. For nearly 30 years, VetFran has been the bridge between the franchise and veteran communities, educating veterans about entrepreneurship, encouraging franchisors to commit to veterans, and advocating for veteran franchisees. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a nationwide network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. And now for some news. Authority Brands announced the purchase of Service Team of Professionals, or STOP Restoration. The acquisition marks the seventh brand addition for Authority Brands since 2018, with STOP Restoration representing the company's ninth brand in the home services space. Premium Service Brands, the multi-brand franchisor of Made Right, Renew Crew, and Handyman Pro, has added Rubbish Works to its network of brands. Rubbish Works provides junk removal and dumpster rental services for both homes and businesses. Samantha Lynn, VP of Marketing for Premium Service Brands, said, "Most service jobs are going to create waste, and now we have Rubbish Works to step in and get that job done when it's needed." During the month of November, a portion of the proceeds from Natural Balance products purchased at any of the 500-plus Pet Supplies Plus locations contributed to the $50,000 donation to Patriot Paws, a nonprofit that trains and provides service dogs for disabled veterans at no cost. Chris Rowland, CEO of Pet Supplies Plus, said, "With over 50 disabled American veterans waiting for a Patriot Paws service dog, we hope these funds will help expedite the process to allow more veterans to be united with their service dog." Assisted Living Locators is offering free home care consultations in support of Family Caregivers Month. The 140 franchise offices across the U.S. will assess the needs and utilize their nationwide network of in-home care providers to address the new realities family caregivers face with their loved ones during coronavirus. Angela Olia, Assisted Living Locator's CEO and registered nurse, noted that people with dementia at home may find it more difficult to do protective measures against the virus and need extra support during this difficult time. ZBART has been recognized by the Auto Care Association for its Z Moms campaign, which received top honors at the organization's annual Automotive Communication Awards. The awards recognize organizations that provide automotive information through outstanding efforts in advertising, marketing, and public relations. Larissa Walega, VP of Marketing at ZBART, said, "The goal of our social media campaign was to share authentic stories from moms that would have other moms nodding, laughing, and walking away with a newfound respect for proper car care." Back with People News after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, Noodles & Company announced that it has hired John Ramsey as VP of Franchise Sales. Your Pie announced several changes, including the addition of Mike Tillis as VP of Operations and Support and Kevin Altman as Director of Technology. And SprayNet Inc. announced a new director of franchise development, Jennifer Robinson. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, franchise pros in the tri-state area, check out a new webinar from the New York, New Jersey IFA Women's Franchise Network. That's tomorrow at noon Eastern Time, November 12th. On franchise development and much more. It's moderated by Kimberly Kramer of Citron Cooperman, and you can register with the link in today's show notes. And The Franchise Show is still happening in person in Atlanta, November 21st and 22nd at the Cobb Galleria Center. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates, again, in person, find out more at atlantafranchiseshow.com. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events, and Social Geek Radio will be there live, podcasting from the exhibit hall. Stop by and say hello. And a big shout out today to Bigby Coffee for their support of this podcast. If you haven't followed the travels, both literal and figurative, of Bob and Michelle Fish of Bigby Coffee, check it out at One Big Island in Space. That's big with two G's. Great storytelling here with the goal of 100% farm direct coffee by 2023. Check it out now at onebigislandinspace.com. Friday on Social Geek, the franchise family reunion continues with Tom Epstein of Franchise Payments Network.